In this bulletin, British MPs finally approved the Brexit bill in the House of Commons. US officials say Iran could have been behind a Ukrainian plane crash. And in tennis, Russia's Daniil Medvedev wins the ATP Cup clash. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. British House of Commons has granted final approval for Britain to leave the European Union. On Thursday, the EU withdrawal agreement bill passed, meaning Brexit will be achieved by the end of this month. The decision is a victory for Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who set the planned Brexit date on January the 31st. Deputy Commons Speaker Eleanor Lang confirmed the result of the vote.
The ayes to the right, 330. The noes to the left, 231. So the ayes have it. The ayes are not.
Still overseas, and US officials are suggesting an Iranian missile may have been responsible for the downing of a Ukrainian plane earlier this week. 176 people died in the crash on Tuesday, which happened on the same day Iran launched a ballistic attack on military bases used by US troops in Iraq. US President Donald Trump says he's not directly blaming Iran, instead suggesting there could have been a mistake while dismissing mechanical faults.
It was flying. Not our system, no, it has nothing to do with us. It was flying in a pretty rough neighborhood, and somebody could have made a mistake. Some people say it was mechanical. I personally don't think that's even a question, personally. So we'll see what happens.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has denied public comments from senior Liberal figures, indicating the government is rejecting the role of climate change on bushfires. Senior ministers, including Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack, initially described climate change debate as rants from woke capital city greenies. Mr. McCormack later changed his view, acknowledging more action needs to be taken. The federal government has been criticised for not having strong climate action legislation as bushfires continue to burn across Australia. Speaking on the ABC's 7:30 program, Mr. Morrison says while he recognises the effects of climate change, it's inappropriate to connect climate change policy to individual fire events. And still on the bushfires in South Australia, an emergency warning is still in place for the town of Pandana for a bushfire burning on Kangaroo Island. A watch and act alert is also in place for the northeastern part of the island, including the town of Kingscote. Kangaroo Island Mayor Mark Pengilly says showers forecast for today will be welcome. And Victoria's first ever state of disaster has been extended ahead of dangerous fire conditions expected today. Residents are being told to take heed of life or death warnings as extreme fire danger returns to bushfire-ravaged regions today. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says defending property is not advisable for residents because of the extreme conditions.
They also have to, I would respectfully submit, have to make a judgment about, well, you know, is this fire so severe? If it's creating its own weather, for instance, if you've got convection columns that are just a almost molten tornado, that might be something that is well beyond the planning that you've done. We can rebuild houses, we can rebuild sheds, but we can't be undoing the tragedy that can befall you if you find yourself in the middle of one of these fire zones.
In Western Australia, an emergency bushfire warning is in place for Perth's southern suburbs. The warning applies to Hopeland, Baldivis, Casuarina, Mardella and Albury to act immediately to survive. The fire has burnt through more than 300 hectares and an evacuation centre has been established at Rockingham. Department of Fire and Emergency Services Superintendent Ray Buchan says the windy conditions are making it hard for firefighters.
So the crews are effectively chasing the fire and just trying to get in front of the, as the fire was coming into the properties, they're just getting there, protecting the property and leapfrogging over each other to try and do the protection of those properties. So for us, it's not a worst case scenario, but the issue that we have is that with the wind, we get a lot of spotting ahead of the fire. So the fire was spotting up to 300 to 400 metres ahead of the fire, which always makes it difficult for us.
In tennis, Russian player Daniil Medvedev has overcome a mid-match meltdown to win his ATP Cup match. Medvedev hit the umpire's chair twice and verbally clashed with Argentine opponent Diego Schwartzman. The win means Russia is through to the semi-finals. A look at Friday's weather now. Sunny in Perth, 34, rain for Adelaide, 23. Rain developing in Melbourne, 33 degrees. A light afternoon shower in Hobart, 29. Hot with possible haze in Canberra, 40 degrees. Smoke haze becoming windy for Wollongong, 29. Much the same for Sydney, 30 degrees. Similar conditions for Newcastle, 33. Mostly sunny in Brisbane, 31. Showers, 33 for Cairns, 31 degrees in Darwin with a possible shower and windy for you. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.